as the world continues to witness the heartbreaking consequences of the conflict in Israel, the role of the media has never been more critical or more scrutinized. And we were talking earlier about those recent images of emaciated hostages released or leaked to the public, and they have sparked deep ethical debates. Are these photos necessary to expose atrocities, or do they risk violating the dignity of the victims and fueling trauma? Well, on the line from Israel is Gil Hoffman, Executive Director for Honest Reporting. Gil, as always, it's such a pleasure to chat with you, and thank you for joining us. In Israel, families are consulted before visuals of injured or killed loved ones are made public in the media. But of course, this doesn't happen when Hamas releases videos. What do you make of the intentions behind Hamas releasing the recent videos of those emaciated and critically ill hostages in Gaza?
There are negotiations going on right now to end the war. Or at least have some kind of step along toward ending the war with some kind of exchange of Israeli hostages for Hamas terrorists who are in Israeli prisons. And so what's been happening is that Hamas knows how to play the narrative game very well and how to manipulate the international media. And so first they got the international media to focus on a picture taken by a Turkish photographer. Hamas and the Turks are very close. That was a child with cerebral palsy, but the media around the world portrayed him as someone who was starving, that Israel is deliberately starving the children of Gaza. And then they also, to impact the negotiations, released footage of Israelis who they are starving. And it was interesting to see how the first one made such an impact. It made the leaders of Canada, France, and England change their policies on a Palestinian state. They put it on front pages all around the world. But the picture of Abiatar David, who is starving, was barely covered anywhere and didn't make any impact on world leaders.
Are you surprised by that?
No, unfortunately not. But I'm dismayed by it because we all want the war to end, right? We want the war to end with our hostages coming home and Hamas not being in power in Gaza anymore. And because of international media, the war is prolonged and the hostages aren't coming home.
So, Gil, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying that the reason they published, for example, that picture of Eviatar David basically digging what could be his own grave was to get Israel to come forward for negotiations and reach a ceasefire agreement. Am I understanding you correctly?
No.
To put pressure on Israel for that?
No. To put pressure on Israel to give in, to surrender to what they want, because there's protests every day here. They just blocked the highway from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem the last two nights. There's a security cabinet meeting going on tonight that'll have a big impact. There are always psychological manipulation of the Israeli population has been part of what they've been doing since day one in this war.
But despite what you've said, we did hear Netanyahu announce that he's now going to launch a major operation in Gaza. So is it possible that the release of those images and those videos backfired in terms of what the Israeli government is going to do?
I have no idea what the Israeli government is going to do, and I don't know if the Israeli government knows yet what the Israeli government is going to do. I can see how they are trying to egg on Israel into some kind of operation because they've never cared about their own people and they're willing to sacrifice them. Maybe they're preparing in Gaza City for Israel to invade and kill a lot of soldiers that way or kidnap more of them. There's all kinds of terrible things that can happen. And Hamas, unfortunately, knows how to play that game.
How does Hamas know how to play that game? How are they so well attuned to how the media works?
They've been doing this for many years. They've have a whole system that they've been training people in for many years. There's been all kinds of studies about that. And their October 7th strategy, the Jericho wall plan that specified how they're going to enter Israel through various ways, also said how they would manipulate the media.
Gil, we spoke about the Eviatar David digging his own grave. And earlier in the program, I spoke to the head of a Holocaust survivors organization in Israel who said that those visuals have been triggering for Holocaust survivors. What can be done to prevent that? Because it's almost like a no-win battle. The images are out there. They're going to be triggering for Israelis' families, upsetting. I mean, what options are there?
Nothing can be done about that. Each family decides on their own whether to publicize pictures and videos of their loved ones that Hamas has released. And if they decide to not publish something, the Israeli media will cooperate with it. But you have influencers on social media who won't. It'll get out to the people no matter what. There's really not much that can be done.
Not so long ago, there was a leaked BBC memo instructing staff to blame Israel and the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation for Gaza's food crisis. And obviously, that sparked outrage and accusations of bias, as critics questioned the broadcaster's commitment to impartiality and responsible journalism. What do you make of that memo?
Disgusting. And people need to know that they're getting biased information if they turn on the BBC. They need to know that the BBC has an agenda against Israel, as do many media outlets around the world. And we at Honest Reporting are about educating news consumers so that they'll take this information with a grain of salt and know what they're getting and not believe it.
You spoke earlier about the Gaza-based freelance photographer for the Turkey state-run Anadolu agency. And I have seen that you've commented online. Can you just give our listeners a sense of what is happening in Gaza with the staging of photographs that are being presented to claim that there is starvation inside Gaza?
I mean, first of all, that photographer was interviewed. He talked about his agenda against Israel. He doesn't hide it. And there have been the German Bild newspaper had a study about how some of these pictures have been staged and faked and everything, where we're all in the middle of one big show here. And you can go to Gazawood on Twitter and see things that they find every day about how much of this is staged, and the world media is playing along, unfortunately.
This is a last question, and I'm sure I ask you this every time because it gets asked of me all the time. How can viewers who see these images know or investigate whether they're true or not?
Please send them to us at action@honestreporting.com. We know how to look into such things. We know how to find if a picture was really taken from previous conflict. The Syrian civil war has been a big source of fake imagery during this war. AI, people know how to use, our enemies know how to use, and I think that's the best way of doing it because the ordinary people don't have that. Action@honestreporting.com.